Greetings and welcome back to another in an ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now on Daf Tet Amud Aleph Masechet Gittin, looking at Mishnah Dalad Hamevigyet Medinat Hayam, and this is a Mishnah that we already essayed in the previous passage of Gemara. Let's say that for some reason he can't sin. We'll see what that circumstance is. If there are witnesses that can validate the signatures, then that is valid enough, and we don't say that the agent's inability to declare invalidates the get. Now, the next Mishnah, so the rule about whether you are bringing it to Eretz Yisrael or from Eretz Yisrael applies equally to get and to shichur avadim, something that we also dealt with earlier. This is one of the ways in which those two documents are alike. Now, the first thing the Gemara deals with is Mishnah Dalad. This we already had. What does it mean that he is unable to declare? Ilay Mecheresh, if you think that he is a deaf mute from the get-go, Cheresh Bar Ritui Gitahu, is Cheresh somebody who can be an agent for a get? Everybody can bring a get, a man, a woman, the woman herself who's being divorced, except for the triumvirate of halachic incompetence, a Cheresh, a shot and a cotton, so he could not be the one who brings. Amar Yosef Hachmayaskinan, Konshin Tanolak Shehu Pikeach, the agent gave the get to the woman when he was competent. Will he speak? And before he had a chance to make the declaration, he suddenly was struck with a stroke or whatever it is and was not able to speak. And therefore, we do not invalidate the agency or the get, but we do require kiyum hashtar. Okay, the next Mishnah that we dealt with, chad giten hashem v'chad shechuri avadim, we said in both cases, you have to say b'fanei nichtav b'fanei nechtam, and it's one of the ways in which those two documents are alike. Tana Rabbanan, b'shlosha drachim shavu gitinasim shechur avadim. So now we have explication on this. There are three manners in which those two kinds of documents are unique. Shavu l'molich l'mevi, which we already saw. V'choget she'ish alav eid kuti. Any get, any shtar meaning, that has an aid who is a kuti, a Samaritan, pasul. We'll deal with the Samaritans in a moment. Chutz migitin hashem shichur avadim. Except in the case of a get or shichur avadim, a writ of emancipation, in which case if one of the witnesses is a kuti, it's valid, and we'll see why. And third, v'chol hashtarot ha'olim be'erchaot shal ovdei kochavim, any shtar that is produced by a non-Jewish court, al pi shechut me'an ovdei kochavim, even though the witnesses are non-Jews, k'sherin, it's a valid shtar, chutz migitin hashim shichur avadim, except in the case of get and shichur avadim, in which it is invalid. That's something we will deal with in the next podcast in greater detail. Uchadivir ha'meir ba'ar meir says there are four ways in which they are alike. That is, fana nechta fana nechtam, eid kuti, erchaot, and ha'omer ten getzel ishti v'shtar shichur zel avdi. This is also something we'll deal with at the end of our, a little later in the parak, that if a man says, give this get to my wife, or give this shtar shichur to my slave, ratzal achzor b'shnehem yachzor divrei meir. According to meir, he may retract that agency before the intended recipient receives their writ. Rameyer says, and the reason Rameyer says that, just a little bit of a spoiler alert, is because Rameyer believes that it is a bad thing for an eved to go free, just like it's a bad thing for a wife to get divorced, and therefore it is a the agency is not a complete agency until they receive it because of the din of ein chavin la'adam ela b'fanav. And therefore, the master can roll it back. Rabbanan, who disagree with Rameyer, say that it's a good thing for an eved to go free. He'd rather be free. And therefore, the minute that the agent gets it on his behalf, he's already divorced. Now, bishlama l'Rabbanan, we understand, according to the Rabbanan of Rameyer, minyanan l'mutahad Rameyer. The reason they say there are three ways in which the get and shichur avadim are alike, the reason they say there's three is to exclude the fourth way of Rameyer. But according to Rameyer, why does he say there are four? I mean, anybody can count. Molich, Eikuti, Erchot, and Choser. So the Mute Haratanya, he is excluding a fifth possible way that is not true, which is Eidim She'in Yodim Lachtom. If you have witnesses who don't know how to sign their names, what do we do? Mekarin Lahem Niyar, Chalak, we tear in paper, sort of cut out an image of their name, umalim etakraim dyo, and we let them pour ink into that place, which makes an image of their signature. Now, Amar Shimon Gamliel, Medvar Memorim, he says, in what case does that work? Begita Nashim, only for a get, and we do that because of Aguna, we want to process the get as quickly as possible. Aval Shichruri Avadim, not really as quickly, but as efficiently as possible, make sure it happens. Aval Shichruri Avadim, Shar Kol Ashtar, but when it comes to Shtar Shichruri, or any other kind of Shtar, Himyodin Likrot V'Lachtom, if they know how to read, we'll get to what reading gets thrown in here, and to sign their names, Chotmim V'Mlavin Chotmim. Only if they know how to sign do we allow them to sign. So that means that this is a way in which get Shtar Shichruri and get Isha are not alike, in which we do allow this sort of jerry-rigged signature for get Nashim, but not for Shichruri Avadim. Now, parenthetically, within that context, Kriya Mandach Hashmei. Who mentioned Kriya that Moshe Gamliel says if they know how to read and to sign? The answer is Chasoy Mechsor Achitane. The bright is a little bit incomplete and should read as follows. Eidim Shein Nodim Likrot. If you have witnesses who don't know how to read, meaning they don't know how to read a star, Korin Lefneim Chotmim. So the Sofer or the Beitin or somebody reads what it says in the star and then they sign, trusting that he's reading what it really says. Shein Yodin Lachtom, and if they don't know how to sign, then Mekarin Lehem. Then we do this thing with tearing. All right, so that's how that got thrown in there. Now, Vetuleika, are there no other ways in which get and Shtar Shichru are alike? Vayika, Omer Tnu Get Zeli Ishti or Shtar Shichru Zel Avdi. If a man says on his deathbed, give this get to my wife, he wants to prevent her from being a Yavama. Or this star to my Eved, he doesn't want his son to inherit him, perhaps. Vameit, and then he dies before they gave it, lo yitnu lacharmita. Then they can't give it after death. However, tnu mane leploni, or meit yitnu lacharmita. But if he says, give this money for my estate to Ploni, and then he dies before they give it, they can give it. So you see, here's another way in which get and shtar shichru are alike, unlike other things. The answer is ki ktani milta deleite b'shtarot. No, we're looking for things that are unique about get and shtar shichru and are not true about other shtarot. But milta deite b'shtarot loktani. But something is true about all shtarot, we're not going to list because that's not unique to get and shtar shichru. And how do we know that? The shalach ravin mishmein de Rabbi Avahu. He sent a message from Eretz Yisrael in the name of Rabbi Avahu. Have a yodin sheshalach Rabbi Elazar legolah mishum Rabbeinu. You should know that Rabbi Elazar sent a message in the name of Rabbeinu, which may be Rabbi Yochanan and it may be Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Shchiv Mirash Amar Kitvu Utnu Mane LePloni. If a man on his deathbed says, "Give this money to Ploni," Vameit Ein Kodvin Venonin. If he said, "Write a shtar and give this money to Ploni," and then he dies, we don't write it. Because perhaps his intent was to make this kinyan happen with the shtar. There can't be a shtar given by a dead man. And therefore you can't write the shtar on behalf of somebody who's already died. So therefore the limitation of not being able to give a get, if he says write this and he dies before it's written, isn't unique to get and shtar shichru. It's true about all shtarot. Okay, v'ha'ika lishma, there's another component, which is that a get isha, which you've already seen, has to be written lishma, and it's true about a shtar shichur, and it's not true about other shtarot. You can pull out somebody else's deed of sale that never got consummated and use it. So bishlam ala rabba hanu moli chumevi. According to rabba, that's fine, because according to rabba, that's what moli chumevi is about. Fanechtam is about lishma. Alo l'rava kasha, but according to rabba, who said that's all about edni mitsuyim, how come the Braita doesn't include Lishma? The two, Bein L'Rabba, Bein L'Rabba, Ha'ika Mechubar, and they both agree that there is still a demand that a Shtar Shichra and a Get Isha has to be something that is not attached to the ground. So the answer is Kiktani P'sula D'Rabbanan. The answer is our Braita of three or four are all issues that are D'Rabbanan. D'Oraita Loktani, things that are D'Oraita, like Lishma and Mechubar, these are things that are D'Oraita. The Get has to be written Lishma, the Shtar Shichra has to be written Lishmo, or Lishma, they have to be written on material that's already independent of the ground. So that's not mentioned. But in your list, you mentioned one of the things in which they have in common, is that if they are generated by a non-Jewish court, the two of them are uniquely invalid, and that's a psul d'oraita. Right? Uktani, and you mentioned it. So it's not true that your list is only d'rabbanans. The answer is Be'edim Esirich or Rabbalaza. The answer is that our Braita is following the thinking of Rabbalaza. That says Eidim Esirakarti, Tamarim Esirakarti, which means that the psul of a get generated by a non-Jewish court is not a psul d'oraita, because mid d'oraita, all that matters is the Eidim who see the get handed over. All right? And therefore, it's a psul derabanan. V'hamidiktani sefer Rabbi Shimon Omer. The sefer of that statement that we're going to see in the next podcast about Erchaot says, af eluk sherin. He said that even get isha that's generated by a non-Jewish court is kasher. From Zera Yairad, Rabbi Shimon l'shitato Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Shimon, in saying so, was using Rabbi Elazar tamar edim sirakarti. Right? In other words, he said the reason that a get generated by a non-Jewish court is valid is because edim sirakarti. So mechlal the Tanakama savarlo. So clearly the Tanakama who says that a get isha generated by a non-Jewish court is invalid must not be working with Rabbi Elazar. The answer is they both agree to Rabbi Elazar. And Ika Benayu Shemot Muvakin. The disagreement between them is if the witnesses that have signed use names that are very clearly non-Jewish names, Chris, names like that, which Jews just don't use. Right, and that's something that we'll deal with in the next podcast about the notion of Shemot Muvakin. But the short version of it is that if they use names that are clearly non-Jewish names, then we have no reason to be concerned that anyone's going to think that the shtar is making it happen. We understand it's Eidim Asira. So Rabbi Shimon says, if they use Shemot Muvakin names that are clearly non-Jewish names, then it's a valid shtar because we're using Rabbi Elazar's opinion. Tanakama says, even though I accept Rabbi Elazar and therefore say that Edim Asirakarti, nonetheless, I'm concerned even if they use clearly non-Jewish names that one might mistake that and use names that are equivocal, and we'll see that again in the next podcast. V'ha-chazara d'oraita uktani. But one of the items that we had, Rabbi Meir's fourth item was chazara, the idea that you can take the get back and take the shtar shichur back, and that's d'oraita because of zachin. Ella, so the idea of distinguishing between Doraita and Darabanan and saying it's only Psulim Darabanan that are listed doesn't work. Kiktani milta delaita b'kiddushin. We wanted to list things that are unique to Shtar Shikr and Get Isha and are not true about Kiddushin. Milta deita b'kiddushin loktani. Something that's true about Kiddushin we didn't want to list. V'ha chazara gufa ita b'kiddushin. But chazara itself is also something that's true about Kiddushin, right? That somebody can send a shaliach and pull him back before he's given kiddushin. The answer is bishlichut bal korcha the begerushin ita b'kiddushin leita. Shlichut. Here we're talking about shlichut where you're sending it against the recipient's will. A woman doesn't have midoraita a right to say no to a get, and neither does an eved have a right to say no to a shtar shikur, as opposed to kiddushin where they have such a right. Okay, the next mishnah, which is the second half of the first half of hey, kol get sheish alav eid kuti pasul. And this we saw in the previous piece. Any get that has an Eid Kuti, a Samaritan witness on it, is pasul chutz mikitir hashem shichur avonim. And now masa shivil lefim Rav Gamliel lechvar otnai get isha. There's a story that they brought Rav Gamliel a get for investigation. And vahayu edav edei kutim. There were witnesses who were Samaritans, and he said it's kosher. So we'll have to see if he's sympathetic to the first opinion or disagreeing. Now, question is, mani matnitin, who is the author of our Mishnah who says that a kuti is a valid witness? Lo tanakam v'lo b'lozer v'lo m'shimim gamliel. It can't be any of them in the context of the question of what do you do with matzah made by kutim. Now remember, just a parenthetic note, that the kutim, the Samaritans, during the period of the Mishnah were adjudged to be Jews with questionable practices. By the times of the period of the Gemara, they were already declared to be non-Jewish, based on what people, according to the Rambam, Perashim Shtayim, and the 8th Perak of Brachot, based on what they found on Har Grizim, but we're dealing now with the earlier context. Now, the Tanya, Matzat Kuti, what do you do with matzah made by a Kuti? Muteret, Vadam Yitzei Bayi Dechobatal Pesach. That position is Tanakama. You can eat it on Pesach, and you can be Yotze with it on Pesach. Rabbi Elazar Oser. Rabbi Elazar says it's prohibited, you can't use it. Levisha'in Bekim B'dekei Mitzvot. They're not careful, or they're not expert in how to do mitzvot properly, to the details. Shimon Gamliel Omer, Mitzvah Shirziku Bakuti, any mitzvah that they held on to, Harbehi Adakim by Yotem Yisrael. They're more careful about it than we are. Alright, so now Mani. Who could be the author of our Mishnah that says an Eid Kuti is Pasul, except for Get Isha? E Tanakama, if it's Tanakama who says the Kutim are considered to be like Jews, Afilu Shar Shtar Otnami, there should be valid witnesses everywhere. E Rabbi Elazar, if it's Rabbi Elazar who says their matzah is no good, then Afilu Get Isha Nami, though, they shouldn't be valid anywhere. V'Yirman Shimon Gamliel, if it's Rosh Bag, then you have to see. E Da'achzuk, if it's a mitzvah that being proper witnesses and behaving properly for testimony is something we held on to, hafilu shar shtarot nami, then it should be true about every shtar. Idalo achzuk, if on the other hand they're not careful about that, hafilu getisha nami lo, then they should not be considered valid for getisha. Why do you make the split? If you think it's from Shem Gamliel, you think that maybe they're careful about who their witnesses are in a get and not about other things? If that's the case, then why only one witness? Maybe two witnesses should be valid, because if we say that the Kutim are very careful about who testifies on the Gittin, then two of them should be good. Why did Rabbi Lazar say, even the one who allows it only allows when there's one Kuti and not two? So the answer is Leolam Rabbi Lazar. It has to be Rabbi Lazar's opinion who said the Kutim are really judged to be non-proficient in mitzvot. Here's what you have. You have an Eid Kuti followed by an Eid Yisrael. Dilam de Kuti Chaver, who if it weren't for the fact that this particular Kuti knew what he was doing, Lomachtim le Mekameh, the Yisrael would not allow the Kuti to sign above him. So Yachar Filu Shar Shtarot Nami. So if that's true, it should be true about every Shtar. Salamrin and Rav Chashavak Laman de Kashishmine. The answer is, we're concerned if the Yisrael signed underneath on a regular star that he signed first and left space for a more honored witness who may come along and sign that he should be able to sign first. So Achinami Rav Chashavak Laman de Kashishmine. So why don't we have the same concern and get that the Yisrael signed first, this Kuti came along who is not an expert and signed in the space above, and the Yisrael left the space because he thought the next guy would be some sort of big rabbi. So that teaches you one important lesson, that unlike other shtarot, Eidei Haget only sign when they're together, so they know who's signing with them. And therefore, the Yisrael would not have signed unless this Kuti who signed above him was somebody who he knew. And by the way, once you say that, you don't care now about the order. Since they're signing together, the Yisrael won't sign unless the Kuti he's signing with, who he can even sign below him, is somebody who he knows is good. Now, my time, by the way, why is the halacha that we do not allow Eidei Haget to sign independently? Ravashi gzera mishum kulchem. It's a gzera because of the content of the situation we deal with later in the Masachet, where a man says, I want all of you, to a group of people, all of you to sign onto my get. And then they all have to sign, and in order to make sure that they all sign, they all have to be there to sign. Otherwise, the get's puzzle, because that's not the way he engineered it. Now, Gufam Rabbalazar, l'chshir bo elad echad kuti bovad. Rabbalazar said that we only allowed one eid kuti, not two. So my kamash plan, what's he teaching us? Tanina kol get sheyeshalav eid kuti pasul. That's what it says in the Mishnah, one eid. So why is he, what's he adding here by saying only one eid? So im manitin, because if you only have the Mishnah, v'mein afilu trei nami, I would think that you could even have two. The reason they mentioned one was to tell you that in a regular shtar, even one eid kuti is no good. But really, with a get, maybe two eidim kutim are good. Kamash Malan, that's why Rabbi Lazar says, no, even those who are machshir are only machshir if there's one eid kuti. Utre lo, is there nobody who allows two eidim kutim? Bakhtani, the end of the Mishnah says, they brought him a get, and the witnesses on it were kutim, and he was machshir. So Abaya Tani Edo. Abaya says, no, read the Mishnah, not Edav, but Edo, meaning one witness. Rav Amar Leolam Trei. Rava says, no, it says two, it's two. Megamliel Miflag Polygraph. Megamliel disagrees with the Tanakhama. The Chasur Machshav Achitani. This is how the Mishnah should read. Megamliel Machshav Ishtayim. He says even two are okay. Umaseh Nami Shevil from Megamliel. Lechfau Nai. You get Yishav, you get Edav, you get Yishkutim, Vichshir. And there's a story that supports Rabbi Gamliel's position about Rabbi Gamliel, that he himself ruled, not just theoretically, but ruled about a get that had two kuti witnesses, and it was machshir. All right, Yitzhak Hashem, in the next podcast, we'll pick up at this point and cover several of the topics that were already brought up in this last podcast with the Mishnah on Daf Yod Amud Bet. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.